From APM, I'm Ben Johnson in for David Brancaccio with the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Remember the school science fair, volcanoes, basic robotics? The experiment yours truly did in middle school involved crushing soda cans with heat, cold, and air pressure. Put that science fair on steroids, though, and you get some impressive innovation. 40 high school kids from around the country gathered in Washington, D.C. recently to compete in the annual Intel Science Talent Search. Here's a couple of audio postcards from two of the students who competed.
Megan Shea, I'm from Unionville High School in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, and my project is dealing with water purification and designing a new type of filter system made of household items. This approach is using this seed, Moringa oleifera, that naturally clumps together particles in water. When I heard about the seed, I realized that it was the ideal solution to water purification issues because it grows in so many of the regions where potable water is very scarce. The design actually doesn't matter that much. Really, the possibilities are endless for how to create the filter.
Peter Kraft from Munster, Indiana. Okay, so I synthesized forms of these massive molecules called coordination polymers. And these polymers are really interesting because they can potentially be used to store volatile gases like hydrogen. And many people are working on it right now. And if one of them was capable of creating a coordination polymer that could efficiently store hydrogen, that would revolutionize fuel cells.
Before you make a geek joke, know this. The winner was Sarah Voles from Cheyenne Mountain High School in Colorado. She grew oil-producing algae that can be used as cheap biofuel. For that, she won $100,000, and last year's winner created a more effective, less toxic breast cancer treatment. Beats the heck out of crushing cans, that's for sure. I'm Ben Johnson with Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.